I'm Chris Conley with today's Conley Commentary. Saturday was April 20th, or 420 Day, the day that supporters of legalized marijuana show their support for a more mellow, dumbed-down society. I look around and can't imagine why people want to be less than they already are. But we can tax it, scream the people who've already won the legalization debate in neighboring Michigan and Illinois. All they've succeeded in doing is giving their states more money to spend. You will never ever see, for instance, a tax cut because pot is such a cash crop. What's happening in Illinois is instructive. Marijuana brought in $420 million in state taxes. To a state that already had a budget deficit of $800 million, pot revenue didn't even cover the level of overspending in a $53 billion budget. Taxing pot is less than 1% of Illinois' budget. In California, state revenue for pot has almost dried up. Potheads prefer the more potent type of weed that street sellers offer instead of what's sold and taxed at state dispensaries. And illegal pot on the street corner costs less. Here's the truth about marijuana. The societal costs are huge. People with a marijuana habit are less ambitious, less productive, and are a safety risk to the rest of us. Consider the next time, hypothetically, that you go to a hospital for a routine medical procedure. Certainly you'd expect the doctor working on you wasn't high last night. But what about the nurse who checked your vitals before the operation, or the anesthesiologist, or the operating assistant who, you assume, hands the surgeon the right scalpel or medical tool, or the person who reads your x-rays, or the pharmacist who you assume gives you the right medicine, to the orderly who brings you your meal before you go home? I don't want any of these people making mistakes because they have a marijuana habit. Nor do I want the person who does my taxes, the construction worker who puts the new roof on my house, or the person who operates heavy machinery or a forklift at a factory to be high. If you say I exaggerate, imagine the truck driver in the lane next to you right now, who may have been blazing away last night to relax. I find all of that unacceptable. The truth about marijuana in Wisconsin is this. There are no circumstances where police get a warrant and storm your house and arrest you if you're a casual user. That level of marijuana enforcement is non-existent. If you have a medical problem and you think pot helps you, you're not going to be incarcerated. If you're a grower or a dealer, well, you're in a different category. If you make money off marijuana, you are indeed a criminal. We also hear on 420 Day that Wisconsin has become a prohibition island since Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota have already legalized. Why are we obligated to follow the wrong policies of our dumb neighbors? If marijuana plays that big a role in your life, then by all means move to Rockford or Escanaba and blaze away to your heart's content. Why should Wisconsin suffer because of your bad habit? I'm Chris Conley.